to Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Do chores like cooking and laundry early or late to avoid the heat of the day. Make your home cooler, reduce energy use. More of those tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Before we get started with our friends from Rutherford County Paws, another friend of the show, our friends at Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, wanted to remind you about the 4th annual Showing Off for Shelby Car Show. Cars, trucks, Jeeps, bikes, all on display. And it is happening in nearby Lebanon at the Wilson County Fairgrounds in Fiddler's Grove. If you've ever been to the fair, you'll know where that's at. And it's tomorrow, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and it benefits our local Steered Straight, which does a lot to educate our youth on the dangers of drugs. But that's tomorrow, and that's in nearby Lebanon, 10 until 4. Rutherford County Paws in with us this morning. Sebastian, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Sebastian Jordan here. Braylon, we missed you last month.
Been super busy.
Oh, super. Let me turn you on. Super busy.
Yeah, I've been super busy with tons of volunteers coming into our program and fosters too.
Well, so. That's good.
Yeah,
it's good to be busy with volunteers, right?
Yeah.
Braylon Norris, and speaking of volunteer, you can't seem to shake this guy.
I know. He just keeps coming anywhere. Back.
I'm not going anywhere.
Steve Edwards, the cat man here with us as well. Got a story for you. Actually, it just popped into my mind thinking about cats. My daughter, her fiance's family business is, you know, fireworks, and they're kind of in the Lebanon area, and they've got these warehouses. And so they have cats around, and they're the cats you can't get close to. Feral cats, yeah. And they noticed that something was off with one of the mother cats, and she was mother, like 7 kittens. And the mom did not make it, but 7 kittens. So I think they're keeping 2, and I think the others they found homes for.
Good.
But, you know.
Good.
They had to do bottle feeding of 7 kittens and a vet trip for 7 kittens. So,
and when they get older, take them to Paws and they'll spay or neuter them.
Yeah, there you go. That's
for free.
That's what needs to happen with those feral cats.
In that way, they don't keep making more cats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how can they have 2 litters a year?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Easy, right?
Mm-hmm. They can have kittens as 12 weeks, 14 weeks, something like that.
Quite early.
Yeah.
Wow.
They go from a kitten to having kittens.
Okay.
And then I think they can get pregnant again just a couple weeks after giving birth to the first litter.
Yep.
Okay. So that's why it's probably, pretty full of kittens and cats and stuff right now, right about now. So what's going on at Paws that we need to know about, Sebastian?
Well, it's been pretty busy. We've got another Empty the Shelters going on right now. So we brought that up quite a few times at this point.
Yeah.
But for anyone that doesn't know, that is Bissell Pet Foundation sponsors adoption fees at shelters that participate. So it's usually quarterly and it runs for 2 weeks at a time. So that will actually end tomorrow. So there's a couple days left to still come adopt a pet at no cost. And we're throwing in the microchips with that, which is usually $15, but that'll be free because it's really important to microchip pets, and Bissell pushes that a lot as well to try to make sure that pets find their way home.
So I'm going to show my ignorance that I'm not a cat person, but do you do cats too?
Yep.
So microchip, okay.
Yep, because cats, especially if they get outside, roam quite a bit.
Yeah.
So having that microchip is a really cheap and probably the best insurance for being able to reunite people with their pets.
Yeah. Hopefully one of these days they'll come up with a tracker and microchip at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Like a GPS.
I mean, right. Technology is there. It's just not, I don't know. I have air tags on my dogs just in case.
Well, they're big.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tag on a cat would be really big on a smaller cat.
Yeah. So. Well, I have little dogs too, and they're pretty big, but one's on the smallest dog. It's on his harness, but
You can kind of hang them on a collar, but they are pretty big.
I couldn't find him for the longest one day, and so I just pulled it out, and it said, you know, 2 feet away, 2 feet away. And I went outside, and he followed along behind me, and I didn't know he did. And when I left him outside, but he was standing at the door just waiting to get in. But there's always that little moment of panic, and then, but he was doing fine. He wanted in because it was too hot outside. So, empty the shelters. What do we need to bring if we're interested in maybe adopting?
So if you currently have dogs in the home, you would want to bring those dogs to do a meet and greet with any potential dogs that you're taking home, just to make sure they're going to get along and there won't be any problems there.
Okay.
For any other pets that you have, we need to see proof that they've got their rabies vaccinations, or contact info for your vet, and we can try to reach out and get that. And if you rent your property, some kind of rental agreement that shows the pet policy so we know that you're allowed to have pets.
Sometimes that can be a challenge, getting in touch with the vet on a Saturday,
yes,
especially. Mm-hmm. So,
and leasing offices. So,
true. Yeah. I guess it's true. So try to have all of that information if tomorrow is maybe the day you're thinking about going by.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if we miss this corridor, we've got one more, I guess, or two more before the year's out,
yep,
right?
We should have two more, fall and winter.
All right.
So, yeah.
What else do we want to talk about here today?
Well, wrapping up our Empty the Shelters this time, tomorrow we are doing a big adoption event. We're having a Summerween event, so a smash up of Halloween and, you know, summer vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. We'll have some food trucks out there, some vendors, and free adoptions.
Popcorn?
And by making popcorn.
Okay, well, as long as we've got popcorn, it's all good. What mm-hmm. time is that going
to
be?
That'll be 10 to 2.
Okay. Very
and
good.
And hopefully the weather holds out. Looks like the morning should be pretty good.
Think so. Yeah. Just an afternoon chance of storms all weekend. But, mm-hmm. You know, food trucks and popcorn. Can't go wrong with that. And
free popcorn.
Free popcorn, yeah. And maybe even a free pet by the time you get done.
Yeah.
So, hope you'll go on by. Also, just to remind folks, too, you've got the microchip reader, mm-hmm. right? And it's accessible 24/7.
Yep, we've got the new microchip scanning station outside of our front doors, so that's accessible anytime you can come by. It's a little box, and you open it up, it's got the scanner and some instructions for how to use it and how to look up the microchip number once you get it.
All right, a lot going on in your neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Braylon, how about you?
Well, there's a lot going on with both the volunteer and foster programs. I've been expanding them tremendously over the past few months. Just last month in June, we had over 360 hours dedicated from volunteers to the shelter. So that's been really helpful with getting a lot of our long stay animals out. We have two dog walkers that are really dedicated, and so they've been helping with visitations and kind of matchmaking with adopters. And so that's been really helpful with getting them out the door. And then they've also been taking tons of videos and photos, which all of my volunteers have been helping with that. And it's been helping with adoptions, too. So it's really exciting to see what people can do when they come together. And that's been, you know, so awesome. So, you know, if you're interested in volunteering or fostering, please apply.
Yeah. And how do they do that?
You can go on the Rutherford County government website on the pause page, and you'll see both of the applications online.
That's rutherfordcountytn.gov/pause, I think, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to click through a few pages to get to the application, but it's there. And we're always looking for more people to help out.
Okay. Well, good news. That's up the 360 hours, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. That is the most hours we've ever had. Wow. From volunteers. So,
nice.
Really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting. And, you know, this is what helps, you know, I was talking to you before about I know that we introduced Margo last month, and Margo's still at the shelter, unfortunately, but hopefully maybe sometime soon. But I think you were talking, saying that she was really a great in the kennel or something like that, but it made me think of that when you mentioned the volunteers and walking. And, I mean, it takes people to do all those things.
It really does. And what's great about the volunteers too is that they have a personal perspective that maybe not all the staff can get all the time, because we're always running around doing things to care for the animals, and the volunteers get to see the personality aspect of them.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I was just looking at the page with dogs, and I bet puppies and smaller dogs, those, Sebastian, are probably the first to go, aren't mm-hmm. they?
They go fast. We have people, whenever we get any in as a stray and it's a small dog, people will keep an eye on that page and watch to know when they're going to be available for adoption.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They okay. watch like hawks.
That's interesting. Yeah, I figured as much because when I looked, I saw that a lot of the dogs that were on the adoption page were larger dogs. And the same thing goes with kittens. I mean, yeah. Kittens go really quick.
They fly out like crazy. Yeah. And they're so funny and just amazing to watch. And we have one now that yesterday when I was there, he just playful as he could be. He likes to grab hold of you and nibble on you a little bit. He doesn't bite hard. He just likes to play.
Yeah.
And jumps around like he's on crack, and it's just hilarious.
Catnip, huh?
Yeah. Well, not yet. He's not a little yet. Small for that still.
Well, there's no telling what'll happen with that then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be hilarious when he gets a little older.
So you have to wait a certain age with that, huh?
Yeah. Need to.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect them below a certain age.
What's that name?
It doesn't affect them below a certain age. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Learned something new here. So we're talking about volunteer hours, and obviously you've been a volunteer for how long, Steve?
3 years.
Three?
Almost right at 3 years.
Seems longer than that. I don't know.
Next month will be 3 years.
Is that right?
Yep.
So just to kind of piggyback on that, what makes you want to volunteer? Why do you keep coming back?
Just the animals. I just enjoy being there. I like taking care of them. They need that socialization. I walked in yesterday and there was a new cat, and I opened the door, the kennel door, and she was like, and I'm like, I'm not afraid of you. And within 15 minutes, she had come out and let me pet her, even rub her belly.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Probably a little scared at the beginning.
Scared to death. Yeah. I'm sure they're just scared to death because, you know, I mean, they're healthy and, you know, most of them are kind of fat, you know, the ones that are like that. But they have been taken out of a home for some reason, and they're just scared.
New surroundings or different surroundings, different people. Yeah.
A lot of sounds.
Yeah.
A lot of things going around in the shelter, and it can be really stressful. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And a lot of new smells. Cats are way more sensitive to smells than dogs are in terms of.
I was
going to
ask that because I'm definitely not a cat person or been around cats. It's been dogs mostly. And, you know, if I go somewhere, my dogs, you know, sniff me for 10 or 15 minutes. It's like, okay, yeah, where have you been? And what's this dog smell that I, you know, if I'm over at my son's house and whatnot. So, but cats are even more so sensitive. That's interesting.
Yeah, they get more stressed out. They don't like it as much. Dogs find it interesting. It's kind of a form of enrichment with the new smells. They enjoy that, but cats do not.
All right.
Yeah.
And when a cat gets put in a kennel like that,
mm-hmm.
When one person walks in the dog room, then every dog in there starts barking.
Oh, sure.
And that scares them to death. They just cow down and, you know, they're scared. You know, they might not have been around dogs.
Well, that's the saying, fight like cats and dogs, you know. cats are going to run and get away from the dogs. Yep. And it's interesting that the two together. So, yeah, I could see that. Braylon was mentioning fostering as well, and you've done some of that.
I have not done any fostering.
You haven't? I thought you had.
I know. I keep trying to convince him. I can't get him to do it.
Well, maybe yes. That's why I said, you know, you've got cats at
I've
home.
Got
that's
three
right.
That would probably. I know two of them wouldn't like it at all, and one of them could care less. You know, the male, and my two females just they wouldn't have it.
They're both the boss of the house. I'm
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Do they fight over who's the boss? No?
Not a lot, but they occasionally scrap the mama and her kitten.
Oh, okay.
Which is, he's seven now, so he's not a kitten, but I think all of them is kittens.
Oh, I guess so. How long is the life expectancy for cats?
Indoors or outdoors?
Well, let's go both. Indoors first.
Indoors, cats can live up to 18 to 20 years old.
Wow.
Outside, what, 6 to 8, maybe?
I think that's the average, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just because of outside elements and
Getting into antifreeze or you know, anything like that, getting predator ran animals. Over, yeah. Predators,
diseases,
mean people,
everything.
The outdoors, period.
Yeah. Outdoors.
So
get a cat, keep it inside.
So how old is your oldest?
8.
Okay.
And that's Rastus's. That's my male's mother. That was her second litter.
Okay.
And because she had a litter, and then right after that, we kind of got to where, you know, we were interacting a little bit. Couldn't touch her, but she ended up pregnant again and had 3. And kept one, gave 2 away to good friends, and they're all living the dream right now.
I guess.
Which is a good thing.
You had that, you know, getting pregnant 2 or 3 times a year fix, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and Sebastian, that's something that can be done at the shelter, too. Is that right?
Yeah, we do free spaying and neutering for any Rutherford County resident.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do to get on the list for that?
You'll just call. We've got a page on our site that'll say spaying and neutering just along the sidebar. And
okay.
You check that out. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
Very good information today. Well, I appreciate you all coming in on this hot summer day, and good luck with, what is it, Summerween?
Summerween.
Summerween tomorrow.
Yeah.
10 to 2, popcorn. You got it all ready to go.
Yep.
Ready to go.
All right. We'll see you guys there. That's at Rutherford County Paws tomorrow. Empty the Shelters event, last day for that. Again, tomorrow at Rutherford County Paws. If you missed part of our show today, go back and check the podcast. It will be up lickety-split at WGNSradio.com.